Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I want to start out talking about an alarming holiday tradition that I don't think we've addressed on the show yet, and I think it deserves it. Very upsetting. Very, very upsetting.
Putting razor blades in bread?
Sorry, what? No.
No?
That is so
it's a
much
different one?
Wow, that is so much worse. As a holiday. Okay. Yeah. No. By comparison. This is lovely.
Well, there's just some lady in Louisiana that's from here originally that's been done for putting razor blades in random loaves of bread at Walmarts.
Just showing up to the Walmart to drop some razor.
Just to put a straight edge in a loaf of bread, you know, as you do. Tis the season.
Fa la 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 la. So this is the National Mistletoe, Katie. The National Mistletoe in Washington, D.C. Yes, I as well learned today that there was a National Mistletoe. And under this National Mistletoe, a world record has been set with 1,400 couples gathering to kiss under the mistletoe.
Well, not really.
Only one
couple can be under the mistletoe.
Well, in fairness,
the other couples are mistletoe adjacent.
The National Mistletoe
is larger than
holy
normal.
Moly! It's a yeah. I'd give you 25 couples can probably fit. To having someone
25?
This thing's big. This thing is a big ball of mistletoe. I mean, at least I think that's what that is. I can't quite get a good look at it in this picture from the 1,400 couples that are gathering to be a part of this festivity. It's not so much that.
Is it the mistletoe itself and how mistletoe is a parasite?
It's everything about mistletoe.
And it's not romantic
mistletoe.
In any possible way.
It's everything about mistletoe. Like the couples, yeah. But when the couples are gone, that thing is still hanging out in the street, just waiting. Just waiting for you to awkwardly walk under it and then have to, you know. It's just, yes. It is the one holiday tradition that every time you see, have you ever been in a situation where mistletoe got brought out or used as decor?
I've never even seen it used.
I've seen it at parties every once in a while. Some will creepily walk around, you know, just the little.
No, that's one person. That's one person.
One very specific person.
Yeah, that's a type of person, I should say. No, mistletoe is an infection, and so is that guy. Do away with both this holiday season.
Potentially, yes. Good morning. We're Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Do you know cars are easier to hotwire now?
Oh, are they? I wouldn't.
Barely.
Do you know how to hotwire a car?
Do you even need to hotwire a car?
Well, no, I own a car. Why would I ever?
Well, not you.
You know.
I thought thieves were all high tech now, and they could like drive around with fake fobs.
Yeah, I think...
And gain access to your car that way.
That's the thing. The only time
it's like lazy hot wiring.
Right. It's just that
like
there's
very minimal sweat involved.
And that's what I would expect. Over time, I would expect the hot wiring game to improve, right?
Because are you really hot wiring?
No, hot wiring is you get in the movies, you know? You start, man. I have no clue how to do that. No clue. Never will. So...
Sweat equity. So... You know, there's...
If you're not really going under the dash to rip out some wires and spark them up
under the gun,
yeah.
Not sure when someone's going to come out of their house or
exactly.
Out of that storefront,
or an alien is chasing you at the time. I don't want to hear your. Y'all are soft.
Well, apparently that's
soft.
A big problem. 35 attorney generals plus the District of Columbia's announced a settlement with Kia. And Hyundai specifically for selling cars with major security flaws, making them easy to hotwire and steal. The company sold millions of vehicles, they say lacking industry standard.
Really?
anti-theft technology, specifically within the ignition.
Wow.
The agreement requires both companies to add the technology to all future U.S. vehicles. The companies must also provide free ignition updates to eligible current owners and pay restitution to consumers whose cars are stolen or damaged.
That is wild.
The number of vehicles affected? About 7 million.
Maybe Kia and Hyundai thought that, like, we were all in the same boat. Like, oh, no one knows how to do it anymore. Why would we have to worry about that sort of thing? Let's just forget hot wiring ever happened. That was unexpected. Okay. Check your Kias.
Speaking of attorney generals, what's ours been up to? What's Ken Paxton been up to lately?
What has Ken
He's
been
a
up
busy
to?
Bee. He's filed a lawsuit against five major TV manufacturers, Sony, Samsung, LG, Hisense, and TCL.
Really?
Accusing them of illegally spying on Texans through built-in smart TV technology.
Oh.
The suit claims the companies use automated content recognition software to secretly track viewing activity, capture frequent screenshots, and collect personal data without users' knowledge, then sell the information for targeted ads. Paxton called the practice deceptive and invasive, warning it could expose sensitive info like passwords and banking details. The state says owning a TV should not mean giving up personal privacy, and the case is ongoing.
I will say this. There's something enraging about buying a TV only for it to have commercials somehow in the actual menu and the stuff that you use the TV for.
Right.
That sucks.
That's deceptive.
That sucks. So if this gets rid of that... favor of it.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday that he will not hold a vote to extend tax credits under the Affordable Care Act. About 22 million people, or more than 90% of those with ACA coverage, get those credits at Prez, which are set to expire at the end of the month. Without them, health experts say premiums will more than double in 2026, going up by an average of 114% or over $1,000 per person per year. The credits were created during the COVID pandemic to make health insurance more affordable, but they were only intended to be temporary. And I believe everybody's going on vacation like tomorrow.
I think that was the, I would wager that has a lot to do with it. We could do some more work,
or
we could just get out of town and do Christmas.
I got a long shopping list, you guys.
Guys, haven't
we? We'd love to get started.
Haven't we worked enough this year? Let's just call it a half day and hit the airport.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito, Katie, the bull. All right. Trying to give some of our early risers or late risers, whatever your day is, if you listen to the 6 a.m. hour, you haven't had a chance to win Texas.
Night owls.
Excellent. We're trying to fix that today with the Wheel of Texans.
Everything you've ever known about Texas has led to this exact moment. Don't blow it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to spin the wheel three times. We'll land on a category. That category will yield a trivia question with multiple choice answers. And if you can get two of the three correct, you're going to see the Texans.
All of the categories involve the state of Texas,
mm-hmm.
Texans, the yep. Texans, yep. things from the state. This should be
a piece of cake
in your wheelhouse.
A piece of Texas sheet cake. This is the moment where Texas knowledge meets Texans tickets.
Our phone number, 713-881-5500. So call us. We'll get a contestant. And we will spin the wheel of Texans early with Frito and Katie.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. If you've been saving your Texas knowledge for a rainy day, here it is.
It finally showed up, y'all.
Congratulations.
And it's called The Wheel of Texans. So, how much do you know about Texas? How much do you know about Texans? How much do you know about the Texans? Do you know enough to get yourself tickets to the Texans and the Colts for the regular season finale coming up on January the 4th? Let's find out. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Lorelai.
It's time to play the Wheel of Texans. Are you familiar with the game?
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful, Lorelai.
That's great.
Beautiful. Let's just give this bad boy a spin.
All right, and away we go. Looking for your first category this morning.
Name that neighbor.
Ooh, famous Texans, Lorelai. Famous Texans. We're going to actually play a clip from a famous Texan. Then we will give you multiple choice, so you'll just identify the speaker. Okay? So roll the clip.
No, don't worry about it, Clark. A little tree water ain't going to hurt him. Before we left, he drank a half a quart of Pennzoil. Boy, but he lifted his leg the next morning.
Very appropriate. Very appropriate considering this time of year.
Lorelai, is that A, Kurt Russell, B, Randy Quaid, or C, Dennis Quaid?
Oh.
We can play it again.
I guess play it again. Let's play it again.
Okay, okay.
Don't worry about it, Clark. Little tree water ain't going to hurt him. Before we left, he drank a half a quart of Pennzoil. Boy, but he lifted his leg the next morning.
Oh, Lord.
Cousin
okay.
Eddie is the character.
Can we cancel out one of them? So it's really a choice between two bros.
A Tale of Two Quaids.
Yes. Who do you think it is?
Randy Quaid.
She's got it. America's favorite Christmas movie, apparently. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's Randy Quaid.
That puts you one correct answer away from the text.
Did you know there's another Quaid? There's a Buddy Quaid. There's a third Quaid brother.
No, there's not.
Apparently, he's also an actor.
Many.
Right.
That's way too many Quaids.
It's like the third Hemsworth.
Look, dude, it falls off substantially after that top Quaid. You know, after the top Quaid, it starts to...
Well, the top Quaid's Dennis.
That's, yeah, it's
but
not
I think
Randy.
Randy's the older brother.
It's not Randy. Let's be
what
real here.
Bel-Air.
Lone Star Lyrics.
Ah, Lone Star Lyrics. Songs about or reference or from people from the great state of Texas. Really, we had to broaden that category just a smidge,
Lorelai. We've had to play this game a lot, Lorelai, as you well know.
So we're going to play you a clip from one of these songs. We will have a part of it where there are no words. You will fill in the blank. Multiple choice will be provided. So just listen to today's song.
Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some ice and an extension cord. A can of bean dip and some dying rides.
That next line, Lorelai.
Wow.
Is that A box of tampons and some Marlboro lights, B, a frozen pizza and some new floodlights, or C, a stack of scratchers and a chrome headlight?
Can you play that clip one more time?
Yes, we can.
Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some ice and an extension cord. A can of bean dip and some dying rides.
I am terrified that Lorelai might not have the connection to this song that I have, because now that we've played it, it feels like Christmas to me. But Lorelai might not necessarily be as familiar.
The song, Lorelai, is Merry Christmas from the Family, Robert Earl Keen.
Yes.
So it's their grocery list of sorts, right? Running to the convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
Are they looking for A box of tampons and some Marlboro lights, B, a frozen pizza and some new floodlights, or C, a stack of scratchers and a chrome headlight?
Boxes, tampons, and some Marlboro lights.
Hallelujah, and everybody say cheese, Lorelai. You are going to be enjoying the Texas with the family. Well, not.
Well, at least one.
Yeah, one.
Person.
If you so desire. Or just take some friend of yours. We don't care. Congrats, you're going.
Thank you.
Hang on the line. We'll get you these tickets, okay?
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Before we talk Salvation Army, President Trump announced yesterday he's ordering a complete blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers going into and out of Venezuela.
We talked about this, and because one of the big things about the story was, like we mentioned, the sketchiness of some of these oil tankers.
Yeah.
Which apparently is a
Their
huge...
previous activity and things.
It's a huge thing.
Yeah.
They're like ghost boats and things like that. It's very, very weird.
Trump wrote on True Social that Venezuela is surrounded by the largest fleet ever put together in South American history and will get bigger until the country returns oil, land, and other assets to the United States. The move comes less than a week after we seize the skipper So yes. That was called.
That's what it was called this week.
The skipper. Defense experts say at least seven other sanctioned tankers near Venezuela could be seized next.
Okay.
A Los Angeles jury awarded $40 million on Friday to two women who say Johnson & Johnson's talcum-based baby powder caused their ovarian cancer.
Wow.
The trial featured testimony from former FDA head David Kessler, who said the company hid evidence that asbestos in its products for more than 50 years.
Asbestos!
Yeah, the verdict is the first win for plaintiffs in an ovarian cancer talk case since 2021, when Johnson & Johnson began using bankruptcy filings to try and stop the trials. The company stopped selling talc-based baby powder worldwide in 2023. Johnson & Johnson says it will appeal the
verdict.
That's
way late to be asbestos, y'all. Okay. Wow.
And while counting holiday donations in Vermont, Salvation Army staff came across an unexpected surprise. Inside a tape dollar bill dropped into a red kettle was a gold coin given anonymously. A local jeweler came forward and appraised the coin at over $4,000. Now, I laughed when I read the headline.
Is it a
anonymous
kid?
Donor tosses coin worth $4,000 into my hand.
Is it a kid? Do we know if it's a kid?
It actually doesn't say. They do mention that it's happened before.
Right.
So they've had a coin worth about $2,000 in that kettle before.
So someone's just donating like Spanish doubloons or something like that. Okay.
Someone found a treasure a while ago and someone might want to look into that. But the timing could not have been better. Organizers say the campaign is only about 30% of the way towards its $55,000 goal there, yeah, with about 2 weeks left in the season. Their Lieutenant Caitlin Lyle DeLong says the gift will help support families with essentials like heating oil and publicly thanked the donor for their generosity. Red Kettle campaigns across the country, including here in Texas, will continue accepting donations through the end of the holiday season if you feel so led.
And you can give online, too, if that's easier. You don't have to actually find one of these people and drop stuff in, or have your kid drop a gold coin or whatever.
I actually haven't seen many.
I haven't either. And this is something that I feel like I meant to bring this up at some point on the show, because I have been out
shopping,
to enough,
right,
places where I feel like I should have seen red kettles. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's volunteers that they don't have as many of this year. I don't know if they're moving it more towards the virtual red kettles, which is like their online thing where you can just donate. I have no clue, but it's weird. It's weird. I would like to know more.
And like Walmart would be a big one for them usually.
A massive one.
But at my,
yeah,
Walmarts, I've not seen anyone.
It was impossible to miss them at Walmarts. And I again, this is the first year I can remember not really seeing as much of them. But yeah, man, anything you can give, always appreciate.
Including your time.
Yeah.
You can.
Time counts too.
Sign up to volunteer. Mm-hmm. Registertoring.com, I believe, is that website. Or, like Frito mentioned, do the virtual red kettle. Give.salvationarmytexas.org, I believe, is the website. But, of course, if you Google it, it'll pop right up. Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Clint, give us a lowdown, man.
You know, I'm not sure that I know, to be honest. I can't for the life of me figure out exactly what's happening here. I think it's crazy. Like, it's nuts to me.
Well, the email, I know you mentioned things had been holding steady for a little while, right?
Well, not even just steady. I mean, we had this, like, instant connection, and every time we were together, let's just say it was hot. It was as hot as it gets.
That makes me nervous.
Yeah, without going into raunchy detail here,
please,
bud, can you walk us through that? Like, how did this whole thing start?
Well, it was online. Like, I found her profile, and look, I spent a good amount of time on there just because, well, I mean, what else am I going to do, right? So I see this girl, and I've never seen her before, but I can't believe it. She's stacked as hell. We end up with a match, so we do a little back-and-forth messaging or whatever, and she's pretty great, you know? Real easy to talk to and all of that. Total package.
Okay, right. And how long were you messaging before you decided to meet up?
Oh, I don't know. Half hour, maybe?
A half hour?
That's it? Dude, all right, was this a hookup? Is that what this was?
I mean, that wasn't my initial intention. I swear, like, I just wanted to keep the momentum moving. So I asked her if she wanted to meet me out at this bar for some drinks. We hung out. We had a few drinks. We talked. But, like, she was perfect, okay? And I'm telling you that whatever it was between us, it was, like, electricity popping off. So it was like we're the only people there, and we decided to keep the party going and head back to my place.
So it was a hookup.
No, dude, I'll say it again. That might have happened, but it wasn't the idea behind the evening.
I gotcha.
And I kind of just led back there. Here's how I know it was a mutual feeling. We weren't apart for like almost 2 weeks after that.
Wait, what do you mean you weren't apart for 2 weeks?
Like, technically, I guess that one date was like a 2 week.
Ordeal?
No, dude. You guys literally just met and then you were never out of each other's sight for 2 weeks?
Don't you have, like, jobs?
Yeah. Okay, so it wasn't that extreme. We did, you know, go to work and she had to take some time off and I worked from home. So, you know, that was a little flexible.
All right.
I think there might have been one night where she needed to go back to her place to see a roommate or something. But, yeah, other than that, we really were pretty much hanging out the entire time.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Why get us involved, though? What's happened since?
I'm not too sure. I know she started working up middle of last week, which I really didn't think would be any big deal. But now I can't get her to come over at all. Mm. It's like polar opposites with this woman. She wouldn't leave, and now, well, she won't go anywhere with me. Even messages for dinner at her favorite restaurant or, you know, being left on red.
Huh.
I mean, what the hell happened, you know? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, I mean, after neglecting your respective lives for several weeks, has it occurred to you that maybe she's just busy, like playing catch up or something?
No, it's not that. It can't be. I'm more worried she was getting bored or something like that, but I need to get back on her good side. No matter what.
Okay.
All right.
Just so we ask.
Right.
You weren't, like, holding this poor woman hostage or anything like that, right?
2 weeks.
Like, when we call her, she's not going to say that she was at your house against her will?
Y'all, quit playing.
Who's playing?
This could be true love, okay? I just really need an assist here.
Right. Well, let's do it. We're going to call Sarah. We're going to talk to her next with Frito and Kate.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Clint assures us he did not take Sarah hostage, is a good starting point.
That's crazy.
I mean, I actually can kind of see it. You know, when you meet someone and you're really into them, and right. That one day you just keep seeing each other. So it's really just like an extension of the first time met up.
It can happen for sure. I mean, that's kind of bonkers.
But
though.
What would have made her give it up?
Exactly.
Like after 2 weeks, then you just go, oh, that's enough.
That was nice.
Well, let's get Sarah on the phone and find out. I think we might have her already. Hello?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, we're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull.
Greetings.
Actually calling about Clint. He messaged us to tell us about y'all's initial meeting, like
right.
Just instant kind of connection, that chemistry.
Like insane
just
level.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That has since tapered off.
Right.
And I guess we're wondering why.
He's right about like one thing. There was something absolutely instant about us.
Yeah, you said you guys spent like 2 weeks together after just one date. Was that some kind of an exaggeration?
No, it's not an exaggeration.
Oh.
We did, but you know, it's just like 2 weeks. Yeah, it's just kind of my cutoff, you know. I had to draw the line somewhere.
What line? What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, and
right.
He's on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm on the phone. It's the only way she'll answer at this point.
Fair.
Can you explain this to me, or at least tell me why you're avoiding me now? I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing about this.
Well, thank you for all of this, by the way. Thank you.
But
honestly, this isn't the first time that I've like told you about this. It's like every time that this happens, I explain it, but then it just keeps happening, okay? Like, I couldn't take all of the pranks.
Spanx?
Is that it?
No, I wish. Pranks. Like, he loves pranks.
Oh.
All right.
Like, the one time he woke me up with an air horn. Yeah, that was a good one.
Did he?
Fun. Yeah, that's fun.
Really?
Yeah. Woke me up with the air horn. And then there was the bit where he hid in the shower with the same air horn while I was trying to pee.
Oh, God.
Yeah, really special. Really special. And then my favorite was when he hid in the back of my car.
Right.
While I was trying to eat Taco Bell with the same air horn.
What is the air horn?
Always the air horn.
Innocent little jokes. It just goes to show how much I like you. Like, really, I do that with all my close friends and family, too.
Would you say invited to a lot of gatherings?
So, a real question. These pranks always involve air horns with everyone?
No. The air horn was just what I had at the house.
Oh.
It wasn't all that, got to say.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really care what it is. Like, I told you that I hated it. The air horn and also just pranks in general, man. Like, and he even, guys, the thing is, he videotaped me and he posted them to TikTok.
He did
not. I'm like
not.
Over here shaking. Yeah. He's like throwing these up throwing up my reaction online for likes and shares or whatever. Wow. So it's like insult to injury.
Yeah, but everyone loved that video. And I'm sorry if I didn't take you seriously. But it's just good natured fun, okay? I was honestly hoping the more I did it to you, well, you might get inspired to want to participate yourself.
In what?
When you left that one night, I really thought you were gathering supplies. You're acting like you didn't have any fun with me.
No, I think she said it. She just doesn't like pranks.
Or air horns.
Mm. Yes.
That's not how it sounds to me. Like, this is not a big deal. You know, just laugh and move on like everybody else does.
Well, I guess you're going to say we don't like fun either then, because, you know I've been pretty vocal about how I feel about pranks of any kind.
It's boring and old, and if you don't like pranks,
right.
I'll bet you take the whole world a little too seriously. I mean,
you're right.
I don't have time for that, okay? It's just a boring and lame way to live, if you ask me, but he's not like that, so I'm really finding it hard to understand what this is about.
Oh, well, like that's what it's about, I guess.
What, did you lose her?
In a sense, I think we all did.
Guys, come on. Can you call her back? This is ridiculous.
Look, man, I think she's been pretty upfront about how she feels about this. She's made her choice, but look, thanks for being on with our boring, lame selves today. We appreciate that.
Would this bother you? I mean,
yes!
It would bother most people.
Yes!
I imagine.
I mean,
I don't know how you date a prankster.
Doesn't that, well, look.
Are there people out there besides Luke Bryan?
There.
And his family, allegedly.
And anyone that knows a YouTuber or.
That, like, actually go out and actively prank other people.
Some people obviously like pranks. Some people think they're funny. I just don't, I don't know what it's like being with that person. Would that drive you crazy?
It's gonna be exhausting. Like, you're always on your toes.
Well, let us know what you think. Frito and Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Time to take a little poll, see how we all collectively feel about pranks.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know what? You know what? I might be wrong on this.
Could you date a prankster?
Could you date a prankster? Is that fun? Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Well, I am a prankster.
Okay.
Like, I'm the one I do. Okay. So I usually only do it like on Snapchat, and I usually only do it with my mom because my husband doesn't like it.
Your husband doesn't like it, but you are married.
No.
So that's a plus,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Well, how many pranks did you pull on your husband before you got the message?
Just two.
Just two.
Two? Okay. All right.
But like, I agree with her. Like, if she's already stated she doesn't like it, and he's wanting this to work out, then he needs to be listening to her. Like, don't continue to do something when she's told you no. Like,
yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to be single the rest of your life, dude.
Yeah, it does come across as a little jerky. Like, respect her wishes, buddy.
As,
it's not that hard.
As a prankster, yeah. Is there a prankster light? Like, since you have a husband who's not into it, did you start big and did you just kind of dial it back a little bit, or is it pretty much all or nothing?
No, like, I dialed it back. And then, like, with him, like, I know he doesn't like it, so, like, I just don't do it with him.
Okay.
But, like, my mom, like, she's already used to it, and she'll, like, Jessica! But then she's like, she laughs about it afterwards. So.
Afterwards.
Yeah, and it's not really like, I don't go extreme. Like, most of the time it's just scaring her, right? So, like, but it, like, I don't do blowhorns because, one, to already scare somebody is already a lot, and then to add an obnoxious loud sound, like,
yeah,
geez, come on,
now you're punishing everyone.
I like how we're critiquing the prank.
So,
well,
I was going to ask her as a prankster how she thought that that prank held up, but so you think that was a little egregious? Like, maybe
you took it too far. A blowhorn is. Like, that hurts everybody's ears, and it's super loud, so I can imagine in a car.
Yeah,
like,
and I was thinking his ears would be hurt in the car.
Yeah, man. I mean, think about your long-term health here, everyone. Look, hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
It seems nuts doing an air horn inside of a building.
Well, that's or a car.
Extremely loud in a car.
Perhaps he is not
that
as sensitive.
Dude has
as
a few nuts loose, and no. He's still in the same childhood, apparently.
Okay. Saying no. You would all. So you don't find that prank funny. You're unfunny and boring, just like me.
But I'm old, so, you know.
Well,
but,
son of a. Okay.
But no.
To be fair,
but,
he said Frito was old, too.
Yeah, he did. We're in the same boat.
A prank is a prank, but. To do keep doing an air horn inside of closed areas, that'd rattle anybody's ears, hearing, and all that. That's,
so you don't have a problem with pranks in general, just this guy's style of prank.
Okay,
I pull my share of pranks on teachers, classmates. I mean, I pull all kinds of pranks.
What was the best prank you ever pulled?
Taking a chain off somebody's bicycle and they keep paddling and they can't go nowhere.
You pulled the chain off the bike just to see if they would just kind of just start.
Literally sit and there and spin their wheels.
And they weren't going anywhere.
Got him. Got him. Hey, thank you for the call, dude. We appreciate it.
Freedom and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
How we feel about pranks, you guys? The air horn one, but also the other one. Could you date a prankster? Do you have any experience living with pranksters?
Are you a prankster?
Love to hear from you. Howdy. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm an elementary teacher.
Oh no.
Like this reminds me so much of the lessons I have to teach my first graders that a prank is not fun at all if everyone's not laughing.
If everyone and is not this, laughing, the prank is not
like
funny.
He even said on the call, he's like, "Come on, can't you just like everyone's having fun?" Obviously, she is not. What type of boyfriend is that going to be if she's not the one having fun and he can't even see, like, she really doesn't like it?
Yeah, and he doesn't care that she's not having fun, and he's making no changes ensure that she does.
No
down
efforts
the line.
Whatsoever. Just get used to it, man.
Exactly.
Get used to it.
Just buckle up. I was thinking you were going to tell us about the laundry list of pranks that have been pulled on you by elementary students.
Dear God.
No. But you know, it's like one of those things is these kids, they see these YouTube videos, they see all the likes.
Oh, gosh.
Like, oh, this is how I'm going to be popular, all of this. And it's like, okay, but at what expense? Like, I just saw a news story of a lady, you know, the bucket challenge where they put like a bucket on someone's head and run away. There was a lady in California that had a heart attack when that occurred. Like, she had a seizure and a heart attack. Like, you know, like pranks, if everyone's not enjoying it, are not fun and can be serious.
Absolutely. I'd say the majority of the ones, especially that you'll see online, they are not enjoyed by anyone other than the person pulling.
Yeah.
You know, there was that whole set and of pranks where people were being punched in the face.
That's right. That was a prank.
That was assault.
The punch someone in the face challenge or whatever it was called. It's a dangerous line.
Yeah. So, again, like the rule for my elementary kids, if everyone is not laughing, including the person you're doing the prank on, then it's not funny. I don't care if there's a million sick people out there on TikTok that like it because they've got weird, twisted ideas of fun looking at other people's misery.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
A brilliant point, sir. Thank you so much. Stay safe out there. Howdy. What do you have for us today?
Yes, I was calling about the prankster.
Okay. What do you got?
Well, our whole family is pranksters. Me, my husband, my kids get in on it, so...
Did y'all come into
this where you were individual pranksters and then you had the prankster kids or were one of you maybe was the prankster and then you got the other one involved or how? I'm just curious as to like
the evolution of a family of pranksters. Yes.
Walk me through this.
My husband started it and then we all kind of just joined in like there. We get home. Actually, we live next to my parents. Even my mom kind of gets in on it. Like, we'll hide when someone pulls up. we'll go and hide behind the house or somewhere and jump out and jump scare him. Or we like, we'll jump behind the door. We even have a, it's a fake roach, and we hide it in their water bottles or,
Wait, you put a fake roach in people's water bottles in this,
My daughter, my 14-year-old daughter put it in my Stanley cup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But you guys all enjoy it. Like, everybody likes
it.
There's
no one that does not.
We all enjoy it. And actually, my husband has a train horn. And
A train horn.
Yeah, Milwaukee. It's made from a Milwaukee battery. And it's louder than your regular blowhorn. And sometimes he'll keep it in his truck, and he'll leave it on Wednesday nights at youth. When we go to youth, he'll go and, like, drive by someone's car that's parked and horn at him just to be funny.
And just hit him with the train. Just hit him with the sound of an oncoming train.
A train horn, yep.
You guys are maniacs.
We love it. We love it. It keeps it fun, you know?
It keeps it something. It'll keep you on your toes. Thank you so much. Good morning. What do you have for us today?
Good morning. What I would like to say is just one little thing to that gentleman on the phone this morning, and that's grow up. Mm. I am headed to the courthouse right now to represent people that do that same kind of stuff and get charged with things like domestic violence, because that is damaging to a person.
If it hits, okay, so like, in, let's say, again, you hit the air horn and her eardrum pops or ruptures. Something like that. All of a sudden, she could press charges for assault because you injured her with your crazy, wacky prank.
So you're saying you've, like, seen similar cases to this?
Yes, I have. Pranks are for 12-year-olds, not adults.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's for sure something to think about.
Ladies and gentlemen, a defense attorney has weighed in. Always trust your lawyers. Always trust your lawyers. Have a great day.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
A round of bad weather is expected to cause real messy holiday travel conditions if you're looking to get out early.
Oh, wonderful.
Wet weather is headed for the central and eastern parts of the United States during the middle and latter part of this week, bringing in rain, fog, ice, and possibly more snow. Now, this is, of course, not great. We talked about this last week. AAA expects a record 122.4 million people to be traveling more than 50 miles between December 20th, which is Saturday, and New Year's Day.
Which is basically everyone.
And most people will be on the road.
Yes.
There was still a record number of people flying, but
it was like
a lot of people looking to make a drive.
Close to that. Yeah, it's most people are going to be on the road, and it's going to be, it's going to be gnarly. It's going to be gnarly for two whole weeks.
Speaking of gnarly, I was going to ask if you'd seen it. You haven't. Zootopia?
No.
Zootopia 2? Not a chance. There is a character in Zootopia 2. Actually, one of the main characters, because without him, the plot wouldn't happen. Gary the Snake. He is a blue pit viper.
Oh, okay.
And since the popularity of Zootopia 2, there's been quite the increase in sales of blue pit vipers.
Are blue pit vipers venomous?
Yes, they are.
Extremely?
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a horrible idea. Horrible, horrible idea.
However, the bite is rarely fatal.
Really?
Now, the bite can cause swelling, pain, and serious tissue damage if you don't
get to it.
Looked at.
Yeah.
Like, without prompt treatment.
Right.
But still, this is not an animal that you want to own.
No, it's not. No, you don't want to own venomous. I don't know where this. I'm not a fan of owning snakes in general. It's not because I don't like snakes. I love snakes. I just think they. You have to be a certain type of person, and that type of person is not going to be. I saw a snake in Zootopia 2. Like, it's just not going to be that way, and especially venomous. How do you? What happens if it gets out? It's a snake. It's going to hide. It's going to be difficult to find. I'm also going to be walking.
It's not going to be near as charming as Gary.
Not even close. Gary does snake. It's not your snake. It will not ever be your snake. Wow. That's awful.
I guess without saying, but you know, don't buy your loved ones a blue Indonesian pit viper this season.
No! No!
They're also selling for a lot of money.
Oh, I'm sure they are. They got to be crazy
like
expensive.
Upwards of like $500 or something like that?
I don't know what else to say other than horrible, horrible, horrible idea.
And let's end on some good news. Just in time for the holidays, Houston Texans wide receiver Nico Collins teamed up with Dick's Sporting Goods to bring some cheer to our local Special Olympians.
Wait.
On Tuesday, he surprised 10 athletes from Special Olympics Texas with a private holiday shopping trip.
Did he?
To Dick's in Meyerland. Each participant got a gift card, and they got to walk around and pick out whatever they wanted, gifts, sports gear, apparel.
Wow.
And Nico was like their personal shopping consultant.
That is very, very, very cool.
He said the event was more than just shopping. It's always important just to give back, just to see the smiles on people's faces. And he added that this event in particular was especially meaningful. Quote, just to see how happy they are when they pick whatever they want, just to get clothes and things like that, it really brings joy to my heart.
It's a beautiful thing.
Heather Dansdale, our friend and regional exec for the East Region of Special Olympics, called the event the epitome of awesomeness.
Wow.
Which is a great quote. Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
Here we are. Very gross day outside, but we're warm in our hearts.
Wait. Here we are.
Here we are.
This is it. This is it.
This is the last go around. This is the last dance. I mean,
your last ride on the wheel of Texans.
No, well, potentially could they host a playoff game if everything goes right? Maybe. So maybe.
Will we get tickets?
That has not been discussed at all. So with a heavy heart, we gather today for one more spin of Texans.
No hints, just Texas in all our glory.
Everything that encompasses. Three spins of the wheel, resulting in three questions from three categories. They will be multiple choice. You have to get two out of the three correct. And the reward, if you do, tickets to the last home game for this season. Texans and the Colts on January 4th, right here at NRG Stadium. So who wants to be the last one in to punch their ticket? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll play. Coming up next. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Man, I don't know why we had to bring up that this is the last play for the year. Between that and, like, John Cena retiring this. Like, there's a lot of lasts. That, like, last time is now. Just it, savor this. Enjoy it. It's one last spin on the wheel of Texans. And let's meet our contestant today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Bill.
Bill! What's going on,
hey,
my man?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, you are the first one in this morning for the wheel of Texans. Are you ready?
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe how ready I am.
Okay, all right. Well, let's spin the wheel. You got to get two out of the three correct.
Okay. Make amazing.
Name that neighbor.
Oh, identify what? The famous Texan, Bill. So we're going to play a clip of a famous Texan.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you multiple choice, and you will just have to tell us who that gentleman is, okay? Roll the clip.
I don't know who you are. I don't know why you're doing this, but let me tell you something. You stay away from me and my family.
No. You got to believe me. I don't know how this is happening, but it's me, Little Chief.
Hey, look, I am warning you. If you touch my kid, I will hunt you down to the day I die. You got that?
Don't let those New York accents fool you.
I know.
Beautiful. They were beautiful. Bill.
One of Katie's favorite movies.
One of my favorite actors. Bill, is that A, Kurt Russell, B, Randy Quaid, or C, Dennis Quaid?
Oh, man.
We can play it again now that you have your options.
Play it again.
I don't know who you are. I don't know why you're doing this, but let me tell you something. You stay away from me and my family.
No. You got to believe me. I don't know how this is happening, but it's me.
That's Jim Caviezel.
Little Chief.
Little Chief. I am warning you. If you touch my kid, I will hunt you down to the day I die. You got that?
Me. I think it's Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
He's got it. Dennis Quaid.
Lord of the Quaids.
Jim Caviezel.
Lord of the Quaids.
The film is called Frequency, and if you've never seen it, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's one of my favorite
films. Dennis Quaid, then.
You would love it. You would love it.
All right.
Wow.
He is a badass in that movie. In many decades.
Texas Time Machine.
Texas Time Machine. Okay, a little history here for us, Bill. Texas has had some wild winter stats over the years, but which of the following events never occurred?
Oh.
A, the 1899 Big Freeze that saw Brownsville hit 16 degrees Fahrenheit freezing Galveston Bay.
What?
B, the Sweetheart Snowstorm of 1895. When 20 inches fell in Houston on February 14th and 15th, the most ever.
Okay.
Or C, the Yeti invasion of 1914, where Abilene.
You don't even want to know. I would like to hear more about the Yeti invasion in 1914.
That's not my answer. Not his answer. Okay. Where Abilene residents reported enormous barefoot tracks appearing in frozen creek beds and crushed animal fences.
Which never happened.
Never happened, Bill. Which
I'm
one?
Thinking the Yeti thing, but it never happened.
Okay.
You're correct, Bill.
Nailed it, Bill. All right. Since this is the last play.
This is the last play, and this is, well, not that I can see into the future, but I feel like we would have ended on a seasonal question.
Oh.
So, Bill, this is a bonus.
Okay. This is fun, Bill.
I got another ticket for this, huh?
Well, I wish. This is more for bragging rights. Yes. So this is famous jingles. Okay, Bill, famous jingles. We are going to play the jingle, and you will hopefully identify the company.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's go.
If it's a deal, you chase an exit, Iton and Mason.
Oh, come on.
Can you say it without choices?
If it's a deal, you chase an exit, Iton and Mason.
It's a car company, I can't think of a car company.
I find this hard to believe this is throwing you.
If it's a deal, you chase an exit, Iton and Mason.
Katie. Still don't give me a name of that.
Okay.
If it's a deal, you chase an exit, Iton and Mason.
Is it A?
Mason?
Don McGill, Toyota. B, Fred Haas, Toyota World. Or C, Joe Myers, Toyota.
Joe Myers, Toyota.
Wow. Oh, no. It's Don McGill. Yes. And I almost said of Katie, which would have given it away. Don McGill, Toyota, of Katie.
Bill, by the skin of your pants,
if
my man.
If it's a deal, you chase an exit, Iton and Mason.
Don McGill, Toyota, of Katie.
I didn't have to get that all right, did I?
No, you did not.
We should.
Which is because we didn't have an extra ticket, so.
Yeah.
So,
goodness.
But you did win two tickets, Bill.
Yes, Bill. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You got it done. You're a winner.
That's my son and grandson's Christmas present.
Oh, what a great one.
We'd love to see it.
Golly, how are you going to top it next year?
Not.
You know what?
I just don't know yet.
That's a problem.
New York or something.
Yeah, that's a problem for 2026.
Bill, hang on the line. Be right back with you.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Brought to you by McDonald's. Richie is up next.
Woo-hoo.
Good morning, Richie. How are we feeling?
Good morning. I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay. Let's
get Richie.
Keep that energy going. You got to get 10 trivia questions correct. You have 60 seconds to do it. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass and we'll go to the next one. But you will get a second crack at your passes if you leave time at the end and you can't change answers once you give them. Make sense?
Got it.
Katie, are we ready?
We are ready. Which musician sings Ice Ice Baby?
Vanilla Ice.
Who and what was Bambi's best friend?
Thumper.
What does it mean to take up the mantle?
A pass.
A penny is mostly made of what?
Copper.
The highest grossing film of all time when adjusted for inflation is still Gone with the Wind. True or false?
False.
What U.S. state is home to Acadia National Park?
Pass.
What fictional town does SpongeBob SquarePants live in?
Bikini Bottom.
What is 5 to the power of 0?
Zero.
The planet Earth is surrounded by different layers of gas, which when taken all together, we call our what?
Ozone.
Cavity Sam is the main character in what classic children's board game where it pays to have a steady hand?
Break the ice.
Cavity Sam. Cavity Sam.
Oh.
Let's review. Okay.
Who and what was Bambi's best friend? I think you just didn't hear the...
Yeah. Thumper the rabbit.
The full question. You said Thumper.
Yeah.
So you knew it. You knew it. I would give that to you. Penny... I'm sorry, what does it mean to take up the mantle?
Pick up a lost cause.
Assume responsibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Take over the role. Take on the job, whatever. A penny is no longer mostly made of copper.
That would be very expensive.
It is made of zinc. Well, more expensive than they claim. Made of zinc. Like prior to 1982, they were mostly copper.
Okay.
And then they were 100% copper if you get a really old one, but no, it's zinc. It's like 2.5% copper now. Mm. The highest grossing film of all time when adjusted for inflation is still Gone with the Wind.
See, I was 50-50 on that, but that was that. I get it was in like 1920s dollars, but like, guys, that made
it's
a lot
of dollars.
It didn't
it's a lot of dollars.
It took them forever to beat it in modern dollars. I mean, so that makes all the sense in the world.
What U.S. state is home to Acadia National Park?
I would have said I'm going Louisiana.
No idea.
Maine.
All right.
What is 5 to the power of 0?
Not 0.
Anything to the power of 0 is 1.
Ah, okay.
The planet Earth is surrounded by different layers of gas, which when taken all together... Atmosphere.
Yeah.
I was always part of that.
Yeah, we were close.
You know?
Richie?
And Cavity Sam is Operation.
Oh.
Because he has cavities. He's full of cavities. He's got holes in every cavity. Yeah.
Cavity Sam is his name. And now you know.
Now
I know.
Richie, sign up again. Let's do this one more time. TheBullHouston.com/contact.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Like we've mentioned, over 8 million travelers are expected to fly to their holiday destinations. It's record-breaking travel, period.
Yeah.
For the holidays this year. You got a lot of people in cars, but a lot of people in the air as well.
Oh, yeah.
So the TSA is trying to help mitigate lines and things by issuing reminders about what's okay to bring in a carry-on and what needs to go in a checked bag. Now, this is not your usual because it is Christmas.
That's true. This complicates
it does.
The regular it routine does. Quite a bit.
Yeah, from wrapped gifts to eggnog. Here's what you need to know before you get to the airport. So wrapped gifts, that's a big one. It's nice to arrive with your presents neatly and beautifully wrapped. Number one, they're not gonna get there in that it, the same way they arrived.
No.
They're gonna look like a hot mess.
They're gonna get dinged up, kicked around.
Seven ways to Sunday. But also, if the gift needs to be opened for inspection or triggers an alarm at the airport, which a lot of them will, they will unwrap it. So the TSA recommends using gift bags instead of wrapping paper. Like, if you absolutely have to, just put it in a bag and you can fix it later. Mm. Electronic gifts, if you're giving a laptop, gaming system, or even a coffee maker, pack them in your carry-on.
Yes.
Just know they'll need to be placed in a bin to be x-rayed.
Yes.
So pack them in a place that's accessible in case of inspection.
In other words, think it through.
Baked goods, Christmas cookies, cakes, pies, and fruitcakes, those are okay. Those can go through the security checkpoint since they're all solids. Other foods like preserves, maple syrup, champagne, eggnog, they need to go in your checked bag because those liquids and spreadables are not allowed on board.
Yep.
The agency reminds travelers, if you can spill it, spray it, pump it, or pour it, and it's larger than 3.4 ounces, it needs to be packed in a checked bag.
Man.
Casseroles and meats are fine in a carry-on, but gravy and sauce over that size have to go in your checked luggage.
I just love the idea of trying to take gravy. I love the idea of trying to take... And again, you're really doing a devil's deal here, y'all. If you're going to bring some kind of a liquid or soup or stew or you put it into
soup.
Your... I don't know. Whatever you're trying to smuggle through the airport.
Just make sure it's less than 3.4 ounces and you can put it in a Ziploc.
Then...
That's my lunch.
But if it goes in your bag, then you're going to have to think, what happens to the bag? Like, better be in something shatterproof. You know what I mean?
That's not their problem. That's yours.
That's your, yeah. That no longer impedes anyone else in the airline game. Quick note, President Trump to address the nation tonight. What's it about? We don't know.
I saw that. Okay.
Yeah, there are no details about what he will be speaking about. Although he ended his post by saying it has been a great year for our country and the best is yet to come. So maybe like greatest hits, maybe Christmas wishes. Maybe, but anyway, you have been alerted.
What time is that?
9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. our time, and we will see you back on the radio tomorrow.